think you are?
We're back to Who Do You Think You Are, the podcast where we ask funny and creative people what their lives and worlds look like at this moment. I am Amy Clark.
I'm China Fry.
I'm Andrew Martin.
And our very, very special guest this week is someone who's very close to my heart and living quarters. She's an actress and a comedian and an improviser, originally from London, also where I'm from, and she's very funny, she's beautiful, she's my roommate, it's Ella Jenkin.
Hello, what a lovely introduction.
Hello. You're welcome.
That was lovely.
I did it better this time.
Yeah, that was great. We'll edit that one over Patrick's
over
old
Patrick,
one.
Yeah.
Patrick's
she's name. My roommate, it's Patrick
Grimion.
Grimion?
It's still not
Grimion.
Grimion.
Yeah. You know it.
I met him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was here because I live here.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. True. That's true. Ella's been privy to one podcast. so the first segment we do is Pie Chart of the Mind.
Great.
Where we sort of go around and talk about if all of our thoughts from this past week were summed up into a pie chart, what percentage would each thought be given?
Okay, this is going to be a test of my math skills.
We'll go first, though. So.
Okay.
You have time to
prepare. I was very ready.
You have time to prepare. Shall I go?
Yeah, take it away.
Okay. I think a big chunk of this week was thinking about, maybe like 40% was thinking about guitar and music, because I've been practicing a lot.
Oh, cool.
Just trying to get better and trying to actually practice in a way that makes sense and is a smart way to practice. What else?
Are you just now learning, or have you like known and you're just like working on it more now?
I've been learning since last October.
Oh, okay.
I think. My old coworker at my company in San Francisco was going away, and he's quite like this spiritual, really interesting guy, and he gave away all of his possessions to people who like might want them. And he was like, Amy, do you play an instrument? And I was like, I know a little bit of guitar, but I'd like to learn more. And he was like, if I give you a guitar, will you promise to learn it? So I was like, okay. And so I've been like trying to slowly learn, but now I'm like ramping it up a little bit more.
Fade away after he handed it to you?
He did. Cool. He disappeared into the ether. Yeah. It's amazing.
Do you have a favorite song to play?
I just learned Blackbird.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
But they're just the intro.
Nice.
Although I think that might, you can sort of sing over it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, good one.
It sounds really good. I've been listening and the improvement is just astounding.
Thanks, Ella.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry.
Trying to pay back the compliments to you.
Yeah. so that's that. As I'd say, like 20%. I'm thinking about this trip to Japan in February that I'm going on, trying to book hostels and things, and train passes, and thinking about where to go, and just like generally being excited. What's the other thing? I'm still thinking a lot about food. That's probably a good. That's the rest. Just food.
Yeah.
Like food culture and my job and what it means to eat food in today's society.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Also, one thing I was thinking about that I think is like kind of interesting is that food is one of those things that it's absolutely necessary that we do, but can also be really good. Like breathing is something we have to do, but can't be made better.
Yeah.
But food is like, I guess if you smoke, but that's not the same. It's not like.
Oh, I was trying to think like an oxygen bar.
Yeah,
well,
I guess
doing
so.
Yoga and deep breathing, meditation, breathing.
Fine, I'm wrong.
You can't blink. Like, oh, I guess you can.
Blink, but it's like, but food is such a like it can be something that's so amazing and like bringing people together.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we need to do it, so it's interesting. I think. that's kind of like a weird juxtaposition.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you think of other things like food then that are like that? But like we have to do, I guess sex is one. It's like something I have to do, but yeah. It's also like it's fun.
It's not a chore. But yeah, I guess we don't have to have sex to survive.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
You just have to proliferate.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a human.
It's a desire.
Yeah.
What about sleeping? I get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, you can have like a really nice mattress.
Yeah.
Unless you're a mattress blogger who I read a lot of mattress blogs.
Did you read that crazy article? I feel like I've talked about this article more than once because it's insane about the mattress like blogging industry.
Oh yeah.
And how much do you read this?
No, but you've talked about it. Not on the podcast.
Oh great, I'll talk about it. Yeah, let's hear. But like these mattress bloggers are basically paid a salary by mattress companies, and if you go on their different blogs, they like clearly favor one mattress over others, and it's all because they're just paid by these mattress companies.
Okay, well, what I found from this one mattress blog that I follow
what's the name of it?
I don't want to name it.
Okay.
I want to give them free publicity.
We'll bleep it out.
Okay.
That's the one the article was about.
Okay, interesting. But there's so many different mattresses on here, and each mattress, they have a code. So if you buy it because you learned about it from Sleep, you get $50 off.
Yeah,
so that's all.
But gets a bunch of money for you using that code.
But that's how everything works with brands these days.
Yeah, but it's
like,
just
everything is an ad. Like every YouTuber who's putting a face wash in their thing is like. Now they have to write ad on the screen.
Yeah.
Because they're being paid. It's like a paid ad. It's like, instead of having a break in the middle of the video, they just keep going and make the video around the ad. Wow. Everything's a commercial.
It is, yeah. Yeah, yeah but basically, yeah, there's no unbiased reviewing of mattresses, essentially. Uh-huh. But Lila, that mattress, Lila, is that the mattress company?
Yeah.
Lila, something like that? Anyway, they're suing this for like a ton of money because he broke a contract with them and endorsed another mattress or something.
Wow. I emailed him personally when I wanted to get a mattress, and I was like, what's the best mattress you can recommend? Like, I want to spend as little as possible. And he's like, you should spend $700 on a mattress and get one of like these, you know, bed in a box ones, like Casper, all of these. And then I was like, that's too much money. And he's like, well, if you're going to spend anything less than $700, you might as well get this one for $220 from Dream Foam Bedding.
Hmm.
So I did, and I really like my mattress. So
there you go. Wow.
And this is an ad.
You know what? They should be paying.
We can do an ad for Dream. What's it called?
Dream Firm. And Alice Dream is buying Firm. One as well. So he really got two mattress sales for them, and this could be more. So
actually, question: if we pretend to do an ad for Dream Foam mattress sales, and they were to find out, would that be illegal?
I don't think so.
No.
If we endorse them in a way that sounds like it's an advertisement.
You just have to say, this, we have to make it clear right now, we haven't been paid.
Yeah.
If you hear an ad from us any time in the future for Dream Foam mattresses, we're not being paid by them.
Well, we can't promise that.
No.
Sponsor us.
We must turn down sponsorship.
But we'll let you know. If it happens, we'll let you know.
Yeah, we'll keep
anything changes, but in the meantime...
I just got a text from Dream Foam. We're sponsored.
Okay. You've got them in your contacts. As Dream Foam.
Dream Foam.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Do we need to bleep?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No,
he would be fun, though.
He's underwater.
Sure. Okay, but then the other companies we don't need to bleep?
I mean, if you shouldn't give away free... I believe you shouldn't give away free advertising.
You think so? Man, I've been advertising. I guess I advertise a lot of like Twitter accounts and stuff.
And handheld video games.
Yeah, that's right. Man, I've been an unpaid promoter for the Switch.
I wonder, because we haven't really said anything great except for Ella said a nice thing about a mattress, but it's cheap. So that's good.
Right. Yeah.
We'll bleep every company name.
I'm promoting. I do like Dream Foam.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
To be clear, I recommend.
Okay.
Cool. All
right. Right. Well, that's I think my pie chart.
Nice.
China.
Okay, I'll go next. I'm sitting in the next spot. So we took a train from Seattle back to Los Angeles this weekend, and it was full of crazy people. Not totally crazy people. Like, some people were really nice, but they have this, it's sort of, I don't know if they want to promote, like, a community atmosphere, but yeah. There were so many people who were making friends on the train, which I was a little surprised.
Yeah.
But it seemed like maybe they were on the train to make friends.
Were they traveling alone?
Yeah. People who were traveling alone, who were, you know, we were like, they had this observation car where it was just almost, you know, wall-to-wall windows where you could just sit and look out at the scenery because it was a beautiful train ride. And there were, like, a few groups of people who had clearly never met in their lives, who were talking, like, you know, really loudly and, like, fast friends. And they were all kind of dumb.
Oh, no.
Very dumb. That's
yeah. Yeah. What? And dumb, like,
it was
what?
Very much like, for example, the loudest guy on the observation car was like, I just think that we should get rid of Republicans and Democrats and we should all just come together and overthrow it all, man.
So stupid.
And then someone across the car was like, yeah, we should do it.
Was he advocating for a revolution or just getting rid of political parties?
Just the most, like, generic
just
whatever.
Just like, why can't
nothing.
We all get along?
He also, like, his grand idea was like, it's insane that you can, at 18, you can be sent to war to die for your country, but you can't drink a beer, you know.
Well,
like,
it went even further than that, because it was, but you can't smoke a cigarette anywhere
right.
you want.
That's right, yeah, it wasn't
like,
even beer.
Of course you can't, because it affects other, it was
yeah.
so dumb.
That's wow. so sad to me, because I imagine this observation deck to be just so
it's like serene.
Beautiful, and I imagine
yeah.
going by myself and, like, meeting all of these wonderful people, and we're, like, talking about the books we're reading.
Yeah,
you're on a train!
You know,
and it's,
yeah.
yeah, it's, like, very, like, old-fashioned and romantic.
Yeah. The best people were, like, the older couples who were there
yeah.
just vacationing and...
Yeah.
They were pleasant. They liked to chat, and
I just feel like it's also very odd to be alone and make friends. And once you're at the point that you make friends, you decide then to talk about politics.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
in such a really just platitudinous way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took a bartending class at the beginning of this year, which was really fun. Except for, like, we would have like lunch breaks in the middle of the day, and two of us were just talking about Trump or something, like, quietly off in the corner. And then this guy who, like, he lived in Rome, but he was from somewhere in, like, the Midwest or something, but he was just this, like, big bro-y guy, and he came over and he was like, can I just say, look, I don't support Trump, but I love his economic policies.
God.
Oh my God, what?
And I was like, okay.
Idiot.
I'm not gonna do this.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. So it's yeah. I don't know, people think their opinions are right, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was probably, I assume he was high out of his mind. At least it seemed like it.
Oh,
so.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. Maybe he was only going one stop. So he wasn't doing a long train
yeah.
ride.
Yeah.
This is just this, you know.
He gets on
journey.
The train, yells about getting along, smokes.
Yeah. yeah.
Smokes anywhere he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then there was, like, so our train, this is really crazy, 2 hours before we got back home, the train hit a four-car vehicle. There was only the driver in the car, but the driver passed away. It was really unfortunate, and there were people in the train. Most everyone was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone was just doing what they had been doing beforehand, but there were just a couple people in the car that, like, helped put everything in perspective, because they were just... you know, freaking out about it, like, bothering any, you know, worker of the train that came by, threatening to jump out the window, causing, like, a big fuss. And I was like, wow, this is not bad at all for us in this car. And so it's nice to have someone to just, like, blow up, like, the worst of what you could be in this situation, so I can be like, I'm calm. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can feel a little bit superior.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm doing an okay job.
Yeah. Yep. I'm handling it better than that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then another portion, maybe 20%, I finally downloaded Animal Crossing today on the iPhone.
What is Animal Crossing?
It was.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Okay. It was a GameCube game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it came out for any other console, but I only ever played it on GameCube at my cousin's house, because
mm-hmm.
we never had a GameCube. But it was fun, and it's sort of, I don't know, it's hard to explain because it's not, there seems to be no real point to it. That was the thing. I downloaded it and I was playing it and then I was like, I'm kind of bored.
Is it like a Rollercoaster Tycoon type game or like a Farmville type game?
More like Farmville, but not quite. It's like you go out, you go fishing, you shake fruit off of trees, you make friends with the animals around, and then if you like make friends and have like sell fruit, you can buy things to build your campsite.
So it's like Neopets.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. I was so bad at those games.
I was too. My brother was always so good. And then he ended up, he bought me out of my Neopoints. He was like, I'll just take them all. But I read an article that people are like making prisons on Animal Crossing.
That's too bad.
What do you mean?
I don't know. That's
who's going to go in the prison?
That I don't know. That's because I was like, what is Animal Crossing?
Yeah. That's what I sort of took away. It's kind of boring, but I'm still with it because it's like a nostalgic kind of feeling.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. If you haven't played it before, you probably don't need to download it. Because I think it just requires a lot of patience and there's no real action. So. Mm.
Is it like, do you pay to do things?
Like real money?
Yeah.
I don't. You can't. I will not.
Like, that's fair.
Yeah.
So, doesn't even really look familiar to me. Oh, it does, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? No. Interesting. Yep. Well.
Yeah. That and... Oh dear. No, I've forgotten.
Our audience is keeping track.
Yep. And then probably the last whatever percent is Christmas and figuring out who I need to get things for. And I'll probably be making a lot of stuff. So deciding what to make and what to bring home from what I've already made. And
China makes pottery.
Oh, no.
Well, some people might not. Like your mum probably doesn't know. She's
mom,
listening.
China makes pottery. Do you say pottery or ceramics?
Pottery.
Interesting.
Cool. That's your 100. Yeah. Nice. Cool. I'd say like it's probably like 60-70% Christmas, I guess, but just like different
aspects.
Of it. Yeah, figuring out gifts and then just like looking forward to going home. I was thinking today about how like I think my favorite part of like going home for Christmas is that it's like the only time of the year that I like get to the point of being bored. Like I just feel like I'm too like busy all the rest of the year that like when I go home and I like don't have anything to do and I don't have like as many people to see.
Yeah.
But it's like like about a week in is like, oh, I'm actually like bored. I don't have anything to do and it's such a great feeling. 60% of Christmas. I think I've got a cut on my finger and I still think about that all the time.
How did you cut your
finger? Just like a paper cut.
Oh, those are painful.
Yeah. Yeah, it hurts. And then, so that's 10%. That's on the 80. 10% a project of work that I was talking about that I guess I probably shouldn't get into too much.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the problem, though?
I don't know how. Probably not, I guess.
Do we know where you work?
Yeah, I think I've said it on here. Okay. Yeah.
Now it sounds, like, really cool.
Yeah, now it's really mysterious. Yeah. Yeah, but so work, I guess, is 10%, and then that was 90, and then 10%, we'll say the Beatles. The Beatles are taking up that residence in my brain, and I'm not stopped thinking about them, because the podcast. And I, it was dorky, but I emailed Will Hines today, because this is a plug for a podcast, it's not ours. Screw it. We're just gonna talk about the Beatles podcast. They had one where they go through every Beatles song, the like panel. Mm-hmm. They go through every Beatles song and talk about like personal memories that they have with every single one, or like what it makes them think of.
Mm-hmm.
And it winds up being, of course, like almost a 3-hour episode. Yeah. And at the end, they're like, this was a disaster. Like, we're so sorry for doing this. We didn't think it would take this long. And they were like, if anybody like finished listening to this, like, email me. Like, I want to know, like, I'm curious if anybody made it to the end. So I was like, I'll email.
Wow. And he said, you replied yet?
Yeah, he said, thank you very much. Because I said, I really like the podcast. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shout out to Will.
Yeah.
Thanks, Will.
Nice guy.
If you're listening to this, email Andrew. Have his email.
That's it. That's 100%, I think.
Cool. Emma.
Okay.
Your time to shine.
I'm going to say that, like, 40% is going to be, like, thinking about like creative work worries, or like thinking about new creative projects that haven't been started.
Like what?
Like some interesting writing things. But things, I guess maybe this didn't need to be separated from things that I'm writing currently. But I'm doing it anyway. Like thinking of planning and like things that I'm journaling in my notebook that I'm going to do in the new year. Because there's not very much time before Christmas.
Yeah, everyone that's right.
Goes out of town.
Yeah, I leave to go back to London on the 17th, so I have very limited time.
Cool.
So I'm planning ahead.
How long are you back in London for?
3 weeks.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, nice long trip.
That's great.
I guess that can be another 10% of my thoughts, is thinking about my friends and family back in London and wanting to see them soon and knowing that I will.
Yeah.
What am I, 50?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. How long have you lived out here?
I almost said 3 weeks.
An equal amount of time. It's amazing that you've come so far in 3 weeks.
I know, I've done a lot. I've lived here for just over 2 years.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to know when I really started living here, because I came back and forth, like, kind of just travelling and testing it out here, but wasn't really didn't have an apartment. I wasn't like working or anything. I've just gone for like 2 months at a time.
Okay.
But yeah, for like a little over 2 years. I like it so far.
Mm.
It's pretty good.
You guys have been great.
Good. Americans are really nice.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Americans are really nice.
That's good.
Maybe nicer than English people.
Really?
But
100% nice than English people.
Maybe not as real.
Okay, this is the argument everyone makes. Why do we assume that real people are just more miserable?
Have you lived in LA the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I would say people in LA are, which is not an original thought, but like people in LA are like less real. Because I think everybody's trying to be something, So it's like everybody's kind of putting out a little bit more than you would in like Indiana.
Where are you guys from?
Indiana.
And that is like, whereabouts is that?
Middle of the country.
Right in the middle.
By Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very charming accent.
Oh, thanks.
You guys, I bet, grew up with just so many nice people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, this is a joke that I have said before, but like people in LA, so I love Indiana because everybody's awful, but they're all awful in their own unique, like, beautiful ways.
Mm-hmm.
And in LA, everyone's awful in the exact same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's a very, like, Tolstoy opening line.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's very beautiful, poetic.
It is, I
chickened out of doing it in my excited, like, stand-up in Indiana earlier this year.
I thought that was so charming. Everyone's so nice to each other at their stand-up shows.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I was like, because I would have opened with it, and I was like, I don't want to tell 300 people to their faces, you're awful.
Yeah. That would have been the meanest.
Yeah,
I would have been the meanest,
like,
thing.
He's so LA.
Yeah, exactly.
He's really changed.
Yeah.
What else?
Honestly, health and fitness.
Nice.
Throwing that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
At least 15% maybe. I shouldn't go into the fives because then it's going to be hard to add.
Ella and I went to a restorative yoga class the other day.
Mm.
Yeah.
How was it?
I think you had a good time.
I go a lot.
Yeah.
And I said going in that I went in with so much tension that I left feeling okay, which was so much better than before.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But usually I go in feeling like somewhat okay because it's a Saturday. I mean, it's a Sunday evening. I'm usually feeling pretty happy then.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually come out feeling like melty and gooey. But that didn't happen this time because I was a little more tense. She had more to undo. But Amy.
It's literally just, I had a panic attack for 2 hours, however long it was. Because I think part of, like, I need to keep doing it because it's important to do. But, like, I realize that so much of my, like, anxiety comes from, like, the terror of being trapped in a physical body with no real, not feeling like I have any control over it. Mm-hmm. And then so like having, so having someone just say like, lie there and focus on your body for an hour and a half was very like, I just realized that I was just panicking. And then I like just couldn't, like the whole night I like was shaky and dizzy.
Wow. It was quite intense. I think there was a lot of intense detoxifying.
Yeah.
Because my body felt a little weird after.
Yeah. There were these like deep twists. And also you had to like lie with your like bum on a pillow. And so your like blood's all rushing to your head.
It wasn't the best class, honestly. I think you should try it again. It's interesting before you said that that makes you anxious. Because I sometimes feel like, especially when I'm flying, I'm like, I'm in this body, but this body doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but I don't think, like, I feel like that is all that we have.
I know.
We're trapped in a physical body, Ella.
I know, but that's, see, I just feel like that's, like, when I think that we're, like, a body and we're a mind, and I sometimes think about it as very separate, which I know is not the whole, like, mind, body, soul, it's all connected, but I sometimes feel like your mind is there, and you'll always have your mind.
Do you think even after you die, your mind exists
because I don't believe, I don't really know what I mean, but I don't believe that you die and nothing happens. So when I'm on a plane and I'm like, I don't really like flying, so I'm like, I'm going to die right now.
Yeah.
Especially when they tell us that they...
Oh my God.
Yeah, on the way to San Francisco, they were like... They were so mean. They were like, there's going to be really bad turbulence, and just so you know, we're not going to be able to serve drinks, and it's just going to be really bad turbulence, and don't think about getting up because you're like special.
You're like, you will not be able to use the bathroom. If you see the flight attendants walking around, don't follow them. They're wearing special shoes. This is going to be a very bumpy flight. And it like wasn't even that bad, but literally Ella and I were like,
this is
we're going to die.
Yeah. But then I was like, but then I sit there and I listen to like calming music, and I close my eyes and I put an eye mask on so like I'm separate from everything. And I'm okay, because I'm just like, well, if I die in this plane, it's fine.
Yeah, I've had, like, a similar thought, and I don't know if it's the same thing, but I do, like, I, like, am nervous, like, leading up to flights, but once I'm in the air, I'm like, well, if I die, I die, you know?
It's like, I honestly think I would just be like this, like, lie, sitting, and just being, like, very calm if I die. But if you believe if you do believe that when you die, everything ends, then I don't know how, there's no comfort in that.
For me, though, there is comfort in that fact, but it's not comforting to think that, like, this, like, it's so fragile.
Yeah, yeah.
Our physical bodies are, like, so, they're just so easily killable.
That's so true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I think that, like, freaks me out. And also just the idea that, like, I really can't control what's going on in my body at any given time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Maybe if you were, like... this body is disposable, you would be more calm.
Yeah, I think I think we did talk about this. When I'm on planes, I'm like, well, if I die, there's nothing I can do. And I'm okay, like, that's, I'm at peace. But it's just like, I think I just need to, I don't want to know that I'm going to die. Like, I don't want the pilot to come on and say, like, call your loved ones, we're going down. Cool. I just want to, like, have earplugs in and be in the fetal position, and then the plane goes down and I never knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it would happen. I think that would be quite...
there would be, like, screams.
Turmoil, screaming. Yeah. But that's when I would be like, it's okay, because, you know...
Yeah, you're...
I'm going to go on to something else.
Yeah. Well, Andrew believes in ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, me too.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Nice, we'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm. And Andrew's spooky corner.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do.
So I should finish up my pie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know what percentage I'm at. The health and fitness, love... no, I'm not going to say it. Amy wants me to say something and I'm not going to say it because I want this to be a podcast for everyone to hear.
Oh. This is for everyone. Okay. These are two things that now then I'm going to have suggested someone talk about and they're not allowed to.
Amy's just trying to get us to reveal our deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah.
It's something that most people do. But I'm not going to share it. Which, you know, make of that what you will. I think it'll be more mysterious. So anyway, then love is one of them. Love of all types. And something I've been thinking about, maybe 3% is like...
we're really getting into it.
Yeah.
That was great.
3% is the last one, because I don't know what
Mm-hmm. You were at 97%. So.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, I believe you were.
I've been thinking about how much waste we're doing on the environment.
Yeah.
That's a bad sentence. Waste. The waste we're doing on the environment.
That's only 3%.
Okay, how you guys
do it? Yeah, no, yeah. It didn't even make the cut for us.
No, it's funny that it's just like that. It's just, that's like, it, when you put it like that, though, that's such a big thing.
I know,
like,
but
just
you guys,
all of the world.
I know, but you had guys had it 0%.
We had it 0%. We did not. You're right. No. It's
maybe
not.
It's 5%.
It's not that it's just 3%. It's just that that's very specific.
You're the first guest to bring it up, period.
That's true. And it's around us all the time.
I'm just thinking, like, we don't recycle currently because
we're not allowed.
Our upstairs neighbor will not let us recycle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She says that someone will come through and sort the trash for us.
Which just means a homeless person.
Oh, no.
And they also only take, like, the plastic bottles.
Yeah, they don't take, But she literally, like, got angry at us for using the recycling bin.
Yeah. It's her recycling bin and she hides it from us.
Yeah.
She hides it in the back. So
and then
maybe
we found
it
once and she was very angry.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's, like, so hard to do it. I tried to do it for the first, like, year that I lived out here, and it's such a pain in the ass. Like, I wish the city would make it, like, easier to recycle, because you have to, like, haul all... You have to separate all your stuff. You have to clean it. You have to, like, haul all the whatever bottles and glass to, like, the ones in the Ralph's parking lots or whatever it is what I did.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I guess we could be doing it.
I mean, I quit eventually. Like, I can't.
Don't you have
recycling
in your place?
No, we don't.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a Koreatown thing?
I've seen recycling bins in Koreatown. I just don't think our apartment... I've never seen any recycling for our apartment. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See, I think that I just assume everyone's recycling all the time. And if people who, like us who want to recycle aren't recycling, then think about how many people aren't recycling.
Yeah, that's true.
Think about someone... I saw someone post today that every toothbrush that's ever been used is on the planet still today.
Wow.
There's just not space for that, is there?
Yeah. I currently
we have to
have
rows.
Three toothbrushes in rotation.
That's too many. And
that
we should all be
many.
Using bamboo toothbrushes.
Hmm.
God.
So I'm going to order one.
That's cool.
Nice.
Those exist.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'll get one.
So, yeah. It's a good idea.
Neat.
Yeah. There are people who have, every year, they have like one baggie full of trash.
Yeah.
And that's all they...
That's zero waste.
Yeah, zero
it's
waste.
Crazy.
Even food waste, they just don't waste. It's amazing.
How do they do that?
There are blogs. I don't know.
Yeah. You have to like go, when you have to go to those grocery stores that everything is in bulk. And then you only use like canvas bags to get the stuff.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then if you go to a restaurant, if you want to save food, instead of using like their recyclable containers, and I guess you don't go to restaurants that have like plasticware.
Yeah.
And then so you bring your own glass, not plastic, containers for things.
Mm. And I guess what about?
But things like shampoo, or like soaps, you buy shampoo in bulk. And you put it in your own glass container.
Where would you do that?
You'd have to go to like a really fancy co-op grocery store.
I think because you would just have to be your life, right? That would just like your whole life. That's all you do is are zero waste.
And you'd have to be wealthy. You cannot like.
That's true.
But I bet people do it.
You know, and I bet they don't stop talking about it.
Yeah,
I
was thinking
so
that.
Annoying.
Couldn't imagine someone more
that
insufferable.
That is your life,
Anyway, maybe if I do this podcast again, next time, I'll be thinking about it.
Maybe
5%. That would be doubling.
Well, yeah, maybe. I mean, who knows?
I'm gonna
next
feel
season.
Guilty now.
Yeah, now it's going to be every single week.
Yeah. Maybe we should include that with family and stuff, that it's just a given.
Yeah.
Yeah, political.
Obviously, I'll
that's true, I guess. Yeah, politics and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess because we're all always thinking about Trump.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's wheedled his way into our psyches.
Yeah, well, that's great, cool. Man. What a good pie chart. Should we dive into? Yeah, we have questions for. Colin?
Yeah.
What's you just say it? What is it? Oh, I'll speak up. Okay, sorry.
Jones like a parent on the side. Speak up.
You say it. We're pretty transparent here.
Yeah.
Okay. I am curious a little more about like London. Just I want to know, do you Because we know Amy's kind of story of, like, she really wanted to be, like, an American and was very psyched to come over here. Yeah. Did you have, like, a similar feeling, or were you...
I don't think I've ever thought... Because I don't feel like, now I'm an American. I feel like I still am, like... Because my mum's American, so I'm half English, half American, technically. So I just feel like I identify more with England. But I don't ever feel like I really became an American, because I feel like I'm as American as I ever was, even though I live here now. But I was never, like, excited to come to America. I was excited to... I was excited to do the things that I'm doing in LA now.
Okay, yeah.
So it's less about, like, a country as a whole and more about specific career and creative things.
Okay, yeah.
And weather.
It's a big thing.
And people. I feel like those are my things that...
Okay, well, cool.
...drew me here.
Huh. As a little kid, like, what was your, like, view on America? Did you have one?
In England, growing up, I feel like I went to a very, like, liberal school and they were quite anti... America.
That's, yeah, they are, in general.
So I was always a tiny bit embarrassed of being half American.
Okay, yeah.
Like, it was much better to be Canadian.
Really?
In high school, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. American, it was very uncool to be American. But people did like American TV and like music and stuff, so I don't know.
People like LA.
Oh, really?
Look, my school, my friends think LA is terrible. They really don't like America. But yeah, they do consume a lot of American culture.
So. If you don't consume a lot of it, that's okay.
Oh my god.
I think it's this right.
Sorry.
That's okay. It doesn't matter at all.
Should we use this time to say we're going to take a quick commercial break?
Oh yeah, sure.
Sure.
Do you or a loved one struggle with lack of self-confidence? Do you walk around feeling like everyone's better than you? Have you ever wished that you could live the life of a strong, confident person? Well, now you can, with the brand new Confidence Elixir. This Confidence Elixir will make your hair grow stronger, your nails grow longer, and your waist more slender. And it will help you to speak like you know what you're talking about. For just 5 easy payments of $399.99, you too can have confidence. So get out there. What are you waiting for? Stop being so timid.
Okay. And we're back.
I was gonna say about like just like American culture elsewhere is like you just about have to be right. Is there any country that is like no thank you to like all American media, right? Because it's like we produce so much movies and music and
And like studios produce movies, blockbusters to like do well in other markets.
Yeah, you know, intentionally.
Yeah, so there's no escaping it.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. You guys have questions?
Ella,
if
you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
This changes.
Yeah, so right now.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
I think the one I've been thinking about a lot right now is teleporting and time traveling. Traveling through space and time.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, I feel like I would, because traveling through space and time, because then you could travel to different planets, which I believe in.
You believe in other planets? I think that's been pretty much proven.
I think that's my theory.
You're in a hot take here. There are other planets.
I've never heard about that. I would love to be able to travel to different planets. I would love to be Doctor Who's... I'd love to be Doctor Who.
Nice.
So, traveling through space and time. I like Doctor Who a lot. I was going to say I want to be Doctor Who's assistant, and then I was like, wait, no!
Yeah.
I don't!
Are they making a woman Doctor Who?
They are.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Who's it going to be?
I forget the actress's name.
I can't remember.
But, yeah, she's like the next one. They've like finished this Doctor Who, and she's coming next.
This one was old.
Peter Capaldi?
Wasn't a fan.
Oh,
you
wait.
Don't like Peter Capaldi?
As Doctor Who?
Oh, I never saw him.
Absolutely terrible.
Really?
Mm. It's not his fault. It's absolutely not his fault. It's the writing.
I love Peter Capaldi.
He's great, but he's like, it's just all, you know, kids on their phones, and it's lost its...
And the joke's like, he's old and he doesn't get it.
No. It just seems like maybe they, like, lost some of their budget or something.
Huh.
Everyone's been saying it's going downhill. Did any of you guys watch it?
No, I've watched a lot of the David Tennant years, but that's it.
So I think my super sap power would be to travel through space and time. But one that I do think about a lot is being able to read minds. I'd like that.
How would you like just try to do it with everyone?
I don't think I would do it with my friends. But I really think that, I mean, you could really advance your career.
That's true.
Because you, like, imagine being able to read minds.
Yeah, I believe that's the plot of What Women Want.
Great movie.
Mel Gibson.
You could just, it would just be, it would be really insightful to use on strangers.
Yeah, just like seeing someone on a bus.
Yeah, I used to, because I don't think I can handle, like, knowing their actual thoughts. I think that would break me. But when I was younger, I wanted to, like, especially, like, middle school, high school, I wanted, like, I wanted there to be, like, a bar above everyone's head with, like, a meter of how much that person liked me. And it would, move in real time. So if I say something insulting, I would watch it, like, fall.
I love that.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. That's like a Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I used to like wish that I had a device that I don't know why, like, I wanted this so, but I used to think about it all the time, like a device that I could be like, okay, I want a list of all the people who's like, who, like, I think I just really wanted friends, so I was like, I want their favorite TV show to be this, and they have to be really nice, and then it would just show me a list, so I could just go and find these people and be like, you're my friend.
Oh, that's Tinder, basically, right? No.
What was the TV show that you wanted them to?
It wasn't necessarily a TV show. It was just like, I just wanted a like list of attributes, and at any given time, I could be like, who are all the people in the world who watching this thing right now, or like who are thinking about this?
Social media kind of answers that question in a weird way.
A little bit, yeah. But then you realize, I think actually, like, what Tinder and all those like dating apps made me realize is that all that doesn't matter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you have the same taste in TV as someone, and it actually means nothing.
Yeah.
That's great. This is a good episode. We're getting into some deep shit here.
Yeah. I like that. I think, though, the, like, mind reading and the bar thing, I think that would give me so much anxiety that I would just never leave the house. If I could actually read people's minds, like, I'm already, like, nervous enough about what people are thinking.
But then you would just know. And then if someone was, like, thinking something, I don't know. Because then if someone didn't like you, you could just block them out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, I don't know if I can back this up, but I'll throw it out that, like, if you could read, isn't it like all of human interaction because we can't read minds? Like, every friendship, every like relationship, everything is just trying to like get to know what people are thinking. So if you could read it, then like you would never need to like,
you wouldn't interact with anyone.
Yeah.
It would be really hard to talk to someone if you already had read their mind and then they said something that was like probably counter to what they were thinking.
I think I would maybe, rather than being able to read minds, maybe I would just like to have like the power to make people tell the truth.
That's one thing I was thinking, because we don't necessarily think in like a linear, we don't think like we talk. Our thoughts are like jumbled and like in images or whatever. So if, I wonder if you could even read someone's mind, if you'd even be able to like make sense of
it.
It's almost more like an emotion filter. Like, I know how I feel. I don't know if like words are always just
moving around.
Did you guys read what was it, the like Wayside Stories, or it was like children's like chapter books. I think it was Wayside Stories from like Wayside Elementary or something like that. Was it Louis Sacker books?
Kind of familiar.
And it was just like weird stories from like a weird supernatural elementary school. But I remember there was one where there was like this evil teacher who could read kids' minds, and he was like ruining the school, and then they like destroy him in the end because a new teacher brings her baby in, and he like reads the baby's mind, and it's just like pure emotion. There's no thought to it.
Oh my god, this was so good. It was like a really tall school.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh my god, I haven't thought about these for ages.
Okay, let me see.
It was this like really tall school building, and it was kind of weird, and there were like all these crazy things that would happen.
I feel like I remember a lot of like stories from that book.
Wow. I kind of liked that, but I didn't have that.
Oh yeah.
Did he write Holes?
Holes, yeah, same author.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I always think about that with reading minds too, of like, oh yeah, babies like thoughts, you know, or same with like, like a cat or whatever, you know, like, it would just be so pure.
Some people have that thing, this, where you, I think it's pretty rare, where you feel what other people are feeling.
Like an empath?
Yeah. I don't know, yeah.
I think that's what the name for it. You can't help but like feel what other people
feel. Yeah, I don't know, yeah. What is it?
Empath, like empathy.
Empath, okay, yeah. And
I think it could not be that. Or,
no, I think you're right.
Yeah,
but they feel like what people are feeling exactly. So like if someone gets hit in the face, they feel the pain of that person.
Huh.
Like, that's really weird.
I think we all sort of have it to a varying...
Yeah,
right,
I guess
empathy,
we
Like there's this woman that I heard an interview with and she can't go to restaurants because... she can feel other food, people's food, like, going down.
Oh, so weird.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Wow. What the evolutionary benefit of that is.
Yeah.
It's very, very strange. But it was, like, it's just one of those things that people would be like, oh, that's, you know, that's not real. Like, she's lying. But then there's scientific evidence that she's not.
Huh.
So it's not, like, a spiritual kind of, like, wishy-washy
thing.
It's, like... a medical thing.
No, I'm sure.
Yeah. So
I mean,
really like
people
that.
People get like the ghost limb thing, right?
Yeah.
So,
our minds are crazy powerful.
Yeah.
If only we could tap into them.
Yeah.
That's why I believe that some people can like fly and stuff.
Whoa!
You mean like
first planets?
You mean like manipulate like the like physical world because your mind is so powerful? Like a Yuri Geller type stuff?
Yeah.
Or Matilda.
Yeah, Matilda, yeah.
I just don't think that like that, I'm sure that that's happening. Or
Chris Angel.
I think I've talked about this, but when I was little and I read Harry Potter, I so desperately like wanted to be a wizard.
Yeah.
And my mom like very sweetly indulged me in that instead of like shutting it down. And she bought me a Yuri Geller like book, who was like a mentalist, and he has since been like proven to be a fraud. But he would like bend spoons and stuff like that, and it was a book about how to like bend spoons. And I remember my mom telling me she would give me like advice on how to bend spoons, and she was like, well, you just think about like everything is made up of like atoms, and so it's just like if you can, you know, that's like the tiniest thing in the world, and like if you can just control a bunch of them at once, you can bend a spoon. And I would spend so much time trying to bend spoons.
I used to think that all my friends were at Hogwarts and I wasn't,
because
we made believe so hard that I was like, they were
like on summer vacation or something.
No, like, when we were playing Harry Potter, and we had these bags, it was very, like, elaborate, these bags that we made up, and we were, like, we'd made these, like, such, like, full characters, and then someone said, oh, like, Ella, can you not see it, or something, I was like, or I said something like, well, we're not really there, and they were like, yes, we are. So I thought that they could see Hogwarts, and I couldn't. Yeah. And now know that they couldn't see all for a long while. I was like, damn, I don't have the power.
My mom said that when she went to like a religious school growing up, and she for just some reason got it in her head all through her childhood that everyone had to like sit at the benches and pray in the first thing in the morning. And she just decided that everyone who was going to go to heaven levitated a little bit. No one told her that. She didn't. She just decided that was a fact. And so every day she'd be like, please let me levitate this. And she'd never looked. She'd always like open her eyes and look around and see if anyone else is like levitating a bit.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
so sweet.
I remember with Matilda, that was something I so desperately wanted to do, was move things with my mind. But then I decided my parents aren't mean enough for me to have this ability.
In a way, Matilda deserved it.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she needed
something good.
Like, well, I have
Give
nice parents.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, I guess I do have nice parents. That's my superpower. A stable family.
Cool. You have any questions,
Jen? So if you could live anywhere in the world besides Los Angeles or London, where do you think you would be?
At this point in my life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say New York. Because I have to be realistic and think of, like, the things that I do here mm-hmm. and would do in London, where else I could do them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's New York. I could do, like, I could act there. I could write and do comedy and improv and everything. And, yeah, I could be doing everything I'm doing here almost in New York.
Do you like New York?
I've been there once, and I did like it. I just think that if I was going to live in a big city, I'd rather live in London.
Yeah. Mm.
Just because it's so... I felt very, like, claustrophobic in New York because of the tall buildings.
Because
mm-hmm. London's a big city, but the buildings are mm-hmm. shorter.
Mm.
Yeah. That is something that I do remember, like, being quite unnerving. I've only been to New York really, like, one time. I only went to Times Square. So, but I do remember being like, this is like, it just feels so like, just there's imminent danger
yeah.
or something, like
all
everything's gonna.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's okay. Yeah, all of it. And like, even just like on the subways, you're like, you're
mm-hmm.
squeezed. And then like in apartments, you're like squeezed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is interesting.
If I wasn't thinking about like work and career and things, then I think I would say like either Hawaii or Portland.
Mm hmm. Very different climates.
Yeah. Like, let's say I was in, like, a... What's something you can work from home?
Band. Novelist.
A novelist. Let's say I was a novelist. I think I would like to live in Portland.
Yeah.
Or Hawaii or San Francisco. Because I like California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to San Francisco with Amy and it was just... Everyone there was so nice and I felt like, oh my God, I would probably be happier here.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So maybe San Francisco.
You got along really well with my friends.
I did, yeah.
I think they liked you more than they liked me.
They can see Hogwarts.
They can see Hogwarts.
They can see Hogwarts.
Cool. I got a question. And I don't think I've done this on the podcast yet, but what's something that you're... It's like a two-parter. What's something that you're good at, but you don't really enjoy all that much? And what, then the inverse, what's something that you're not good at, but you love doing?
Ooh.
Okay.
If it takes a second, I can give an example.
I've got something that I'm not good at, but I enjoy doing.
Okay, yeah.
Singing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm a very bad singer. I can't really... I can't hear someone doing a note and then also do that note.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or I'm like, when Amy plays the guitar and I'm singing along...
But you're so good! We do music.
We do music. But it's almost like... It's very separate, isn't it? Like, I'm not singing for the song that you're playing, am
no.
I?
I can literally play any chord.
And I will just,
you will just sing
a thing. but I love doing it so much.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a good one.
I feel like I've thought of this recently. I've thought of this exact question.
That you're really good at, but...
Yeah, but I don't like doing.
It's always kind of like a sad question, I think. Yeah. It's always sad to think about.
What was I really good at, like, in school?
What are you squandering?
I think I'm pretty good at my kind of, I'm pretty good at like teaching and tutoring children
oh,
or like
cool.
doing things with children. But I guess I do like doing that. I just.
It doesn't have to be like you hate it. It's just like
yeah.
you're not passionate about it at all.
Yeah, you're not like trying to be a teacher.
Yeah.
I'm good at, yeah. I feel like I really had a good one of these. I'm good at, oh, this is it. I'm good at, like, PR. Like,
oh,
I'm
my God, yeah.
very good at PR.
Okay.
That's what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
You have
like,
really good suggestions for things.
I have good suggestions for, like, businesses and people's, like, not people, but...
I think you're good at, like, developing people's personal brands.
Yes.
Because I think you like, are really good at seeing what people are trying to do, or, like, you're really good at being, like, that's... this person's like doing this. You're very observational.
Yeah.
And so, but I think you see sometimes what people don't actually see in themselves.
Yeah. So I can apply that to like social media or like a brand
yeah.
or something. But I hate all of that.
Huh.
I know.
That's great. That's
yeah.
a good one.
And like going, I would be good at like, I would be a good PR manager for someone because I feel like I would be good at selling that person and like
mm-hmm.
doing the events with them and stuff.
Yeah, you'd probably really be really good at, like, event planning.
Yeah. I've done a lot of event planning. I don't hate that. I feel like I would be a really good, like, manager of someone. Like, a young actress. Like, I could manage a young actress.
Hmm.
but I would be so jealous.
Oh, yeah.
I hate doing it. That's, yeah. That's mine.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Should we do a speed round?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't none of us have anything prepared.
But well, I know something I'm really bad at and love doing is...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love, like, tennis and table tennis, but I'm so bad. I'm so bad at
that's
it.
That's a great one.
That if I play with people who are remotely good, they get angry at me, and that's, like, I cannot stand
yeah.
people getting angry at me, so I won't do it.
I'll play with you because I'm really bad.
Oh, yeah, my God, I would love that. I love being bad. Because I love playing sports, but I am so bad at them that I have to say I don't like them. Or people will be like, play on my intramural soccer team. And I'm like, no. you will hate me. And something I'm good at that... Oh, hang on. I don't know. Keep going.
Something that I'm good at that I don't particularly like doing... I was pretty good at math.
Oh, really?
When I was growing up. Yeah, I was good at math. And, but it's... I don't know if it comes... I guess it must come naturally to some people. I was good at it, but it didn't come, like, perfectly naturally, mm-hmm. so it was never something that I was like, yeah, this is something right. that is just...
And you were probably, like, discouraged from it a little bit, like, if you're not, like, amazing at it.
Yeah, exactly. Know. Yeah, and it was also kind of like, it's still sort of like a boys thing to
mm-hmm.
be good at.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's one that I was good at, that once I got to college, I was like, okay, I'm doing the bare minimum of what I have to do, mm-hmm. and then I'm not touching that again. The opposite. I have to think about the opposite.
Okay. My two are, I'm, same with, like, singing. It was just, like, musicalness, mm-hmm. musical, ability in general. It was like, yeah, I'm terrible at it, but I, like, still, like, play guitar badly
yeah.
and sing badly and, like, compose stuff badly, you know? And I love it.
But that's how you get good.
Yeah. It's
but
been a long time.
That's, like, at a certain point, you're not, like, I'm never going to be a pop star.
Yeah.
But I did ask Amy yesterday, I was like, do you think there's... Was this you that I was asking? I was like, do you think that somewhere there's a place for my voice in the music?
Oh, yeah, you did, yeah. And I said, you have to make it for yourself.
Yeah.
I've thought about that a lot lately, of, like, there's so many, like, famous bands where the lead singer is, like, a bad singer, like,
yeah.
objectively a bad mm-hmm. singer. Yeah.
You just got to sound interesting
yeah.
and have good lyrics, I guess.
Yeah. Do you guys know The Books, the band The Books? Mm-hmm. They're really, it's one guy, and he's so cool. It's like, he was like a chemistry major or something like that, or like engineering or something. And then he was in like a bus accident in college and almost died. And or no, it's like cancer or something. Anyway, I'm getting all these details very wrong. But then he decided, he's like, okay, I'm not going to do engineering anymore because that doesn't matter. I almost died, so I'm going to like make music. And he does like... just the most crazy, insane. He has like a song exploder episode. It's another podcast plug. But yeah, and it's like it's a beautiful song, and he made it by like buying a bunch of like tubing from like Home Depot and like sending marbles down it, and then he like scratched up an old like record and like plays it so it like catches, and then he sings, but he's like not a good singer. He just kind of like talks, and he gets his lyrics from like just like watching TV and writing down lines that he likes.
Whoa.
Yeah, and they're these beautiful
Ooh.
Songs, and he comes at them from a very like engineering
yeah,
angle.
That's
yeah,
that's really interesting.
Yeah, look up the books. Mm-hmm. And then something that I'm good at but am not like hugely passionate about is I think is like stand up comedy
yeah.
is like something that, like I'm like I can know that I'm better at it than a lot of like people who I see doing it as like their thing.
Yeah.
And but I just like I don't get all that much of a thrill
mm-hmm.
out of it. It's fun
yeah.
every now
and
then.
I imagine it's something like. If you're not really into it, it's really hard to make yourself do it because
exactly.
it's not, like, no one enjoys it.
Yeah.
And you have to watch other people.
Yeah.
And you have to watch other people.
Yeah, and it's so much work and, yeah, for such little, like, return, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got your...
Yeah. Have yours?
Yeah. I think mine would be drawing
mm.
and painting. It's something that I wish I was good at, would like to be good at, but... The last thing I drew was a picture of my cat, and it was terrible.
Aww.
It was just awful. And then I quit. I'm not doing this ever again. The only thing I ever draw are trees.
Oh, yeah.
And,
that's hard to draw.
Yeah.
But you're artistic in so many other ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you make pottery. You make things that
this?
We can
that's
hold.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, this,
right?
this
yeah.
is a China Fry original.
So beautiful.
Yeah. It's a plant pot. With a plant in it.
It's got a, to describe, it's got a succulent, and it's kind of a blue,
yeah.
blue-gray, round plant pot, very smooth. And
mm-hmm.
It looks like it could be sold at a fancy shop, fancy
Thank
boutique.
You.
Yeah,
it does.
Heath Ceramics?
Heath Ceramics, yeah. We went in there.
Yeah, could be there.
I'm impressed with how well your plant is keeping up. All mine are dead.
It's
yeah.
I mean, there's a dead plant next to it. So. These are doing okay.
What about you? What's yours?
I think I'm a really good editor of people's writing. Mm-hmm. And I think I know deep down, I think that I'm a better editor, or I'm scared that I'm a better editor than I am writer. Mm. Which is like, kind of like your thing about like, I feel like I'd be a really good editor of things, but I wouldn't be able to do it because I'd be so jealous of all the people who were writers.
Yeah.
Because I want to be a writer.
I would almost say, isn't everyone a better editor than they are a writer?
No,
I
don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. Well, I'm Lucas.
Terrible at editing.
Because I think sometimes you can just be, like, I think editing, being good at editing is like kind of having a good eye for like pattern and organization and framing of things, which doesn't necessarily like come into play. Like, I think the writing part of your brain and the editing part of your brain are like two very different parts.
Mm-hmm.
The writing is like pure inspiration. And then you like vomit onto a page and it's beautiful and your editor's like, let's make it more beautiful.
Yeah. Mm. Judd Apatow, I should have said it instead of George Lucas. George Lucas isn't a good writer either. Oh. Either. Judd Apatow's a good writer, is a bad editor.
Mm. But yeah, I think like you get a lot of famous writers who are like, my book wouldn't be this, like it wouldn't be about the editor. But
gives me hope.
But I just don't, I'd rather be a good writer.
Yeah, totally. Cool. Yeah, should we do speed round real quick?
Really quick.
Okay.
We're at an hour.
So. Okay, yeah. Just like asking Ella questions. Like we did with Patrick last week. Okay, yeah, so just, yeah, we'll clip right through these. Yes or no answer, or real short answers, I guess, questions. Okay. Anybody who has them? All
right. Right now, what's your favorite movie?
It's right now, I want to say Princess Diaries 1.
Nice.
Right
nice.
At the specific second.
Great.
Yeah. What do you want to do tomorrow?
Organize the cupboard. Organize my room too.
Nice. What's like the thing you're most likely to get if you go into a coffee shop anywhere?
Iced tea.
Black tea? Like iced black tea?
Yeah, or maybe iced green tea, or like if they have it, an unsweetened matcha latte with a milk alternative.
Is there anything, can be anything, that you're really craving right now that you can't necessarily get in Los Angeles?
Food-wise?
Anything.
Just like a really crisp cold.
Hmm. Weather, you mean?
Weather.
Okay, cold what?
Like crisp cold. China seems to know. She's reading your mind! Because you said cold, like cold.
cold ice cream.
I thought it was a Coca-Cola, and I was like going along with this, like, yeah, that's too bad you can't get a cold Coca-Cola in LA. Yeah.
They're not as cold.
The crisp cold walk in the park.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
What's your favorite thing about yourself?
About myself? Physically, my eyelashes.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe my nail beds. not right now, though.
It just makes me think of Mean Girls. Ugh, my nail beds suck.
I know. Every time that she says that and I watch that now, I'm like, well might not look like you, but zoom into my fingers.
Do you have, like, a website that you automatically, like, if you open your laptop and, like, absentmindedly start typing into, like, the browser? This may be a weird question.
Netflix.
Okay, yeah, like NET. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. Do you guys have? I'm curious about yours.
I think I go to now. I'm trying to think of like what letter I just press.
Yeah.
And
I do AV Club.
Interesting.
I go to that so much.
Yeah, I think unfortunately mine's probably Facebook.
Yeah. That
I have that up in my browser.
Yeah, that F. That F is so alluring.
Yeah.
Any others?
End of speed round. Closing the floor.
Okay.
So last segment then?
Yeah, last segment.
Last thing we do is the song that's stuck in your head right now, and we'll all go around and say ours.
Can we just get the name of it?
Yeah.
doing. Oh, is it that song that you couldn't think of?
Yeah. But now I found it.
The whole weekend, Ella was singing this song that she'd heard in a dance class, and she couldn't think of what it was. And I heard a different song and was trying to figure out what that song was.
I wonder if I should do a little hum of it. That's not it.
What's it called? Because we'll play it at the end.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So let me do my version of it, we'll, and then I'll give you a couple seconds to guess, and then you can check if you guessed it. Just like this. Dun 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 dun. Yeah, it's like that. Okay, now if anyone has a guess, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It is. Oh, I should have had this
She's
ready.
Checking her phone again.
We'll edit this. We'll edit this.
Yeah.
Mapei. MAPEI. Don't wait. And I found out two ways. One way was through someone messaged me on Instagram after I was like, what song is this? And they told me. And then also a friend, Kyle, told me as well.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle, and at side, whatever it was.
That's great. We should always have our guests like sing it. Because that would, like, if I was at my desk right now listening to this, I would lose my fucking mind if I knew it. I'm like, I want to tell them. I know it. Do you guys have what's stuck in your head?
Yeah, well, my dad texted me today to tell me what song was stuck in his head, and ever since then, that song has been stuck in my head.
Oh my god, he's influencing the podcast.
I know. Yeah. Hey, Dad. He's probably listening. It is Yummy by Gwen Stefani.
Which, can you do a little...
Yeah, can you sing it?
It's like, it starts like, bum ba da bum ba da bum bum.
Oh, yeah.
I'm feeling yummy head to toe. You feel me? Yeah, it's really, like it's a good song. Like,
yeah. Mine is a song called Polly by Whitney. It's so good. I cannot stop it. You've probably heard it because I play it all the time.
Oh, really?
It's like, do you want me to sing it?
Yeah.
And I know in the past we wanted separate roads, then I chose you. Hey. It's really good. And it's got a really
good... You're a good singer.
No. I'm not.
I haven't heard that. You play that.
I definitely play it all the time.
My roommates have been away and I've been all by myself. In all
over. Yeah, for Thanksgiving, Ella was at
empty house.
Oh, no. Mine is the one from Juno. If I was a flower, wild and free, I want you to be my sweet honeybee.
Who's that? What's her name?
Oh, I don't know. Oh. Because I think it's... I forget. Because she does, whoever the lady is who does all those songs,
yeah, she
does a cover of it,
song.
I think, and then it's like an old song, too.
Oh.
Pretty sure. Yeah, cool.
Awesome.
That's it.
Kalia something. Yeah. Kalia, I don't know. I'm not going to say. Okay.
Yeah. Something we've been forgetting to do. Do you want to plug anything?
Yeah, I will. I'll plug my improv show that I do. It's called Minor League Carol Tonight. It's the first and third Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. at the Clubhouse Theatre, which is, if you Google the Clubhouse Theatre, you'll be able to find it. It's on Vermont, and it's the only indie Harold show in LA that we know about. Might be another one.
My underground one is.
Yeah. There might be a few people.
Into the limelight yet.
Yeah. Each week we have a special guest who is on a Harold team, or was on a Harold team, or is a bigger name at UCB, and they perform a Harold with each team. And then at the end, we also have a Harold jam where you too can get up and perform with the special guest of the week.
Cool.
That's great. Yeah. Go to that for sure.
And my Instagram is @ElleJenkin, so that you can stay involved in my life.
Yeah. How do you spell that?
ElleJenkin.
She's got a very entertaining Instagram.
Thank awesome. You.
Fantastic. Yeah. Do you guys have anything you want to plug real quick?
We've got a show in and out.
Yeah, really?
If you're listening to this, It's too late.
It's too late.
Missed it, but it was good.
It was good.
It was good, yeah.
Cool. All right. Yeah, tune in next week. Oh, and if you have any questions or anything, email who do you think you are? Improv? No.
Who do you think you are at gmail.com has already been taken.
God damn it.
So what?
I know. It's awful. I'm going to try this week who do you think you are podcast at gmail.com.
What about who do you, but the U is just the letter U.
Ooh.
I'll try it. I'm guessing it's already been taken, but I'll give it a shot.
Wow, sure. I'd love to meet the person who has that as well.
Yeah, I'm sure they're getting flooded with emails. Songs that are stuck in their heads.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Should we get a Twitter?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
We should. I was thinking we should, yeah, we'll talk about that afterwards.
Let's talk about it now.
Right. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye. Laugh and cry until we die.